بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. And inshallah, ikhwani, for the next Thursdays, we're still talking about the character of a Muslim. And we spoke about the noble characters that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged and called for. He called for the honesty, trustworthiness. He called for the generosity. He called for the good morals. He called for leniency. He called for wisdom. And the rest of the other qualities that we spoke about the past Thursdays. We are still in that topic, the character of a Muslim. And inshallah, for the next few Thursdays, I would like to refer and speak to about the etiquettes. The etiquettes of a lot of things. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam is a way of life. Is a way of life. A success in this world. A success in hereafter. And Islam came and covered all aspects of life. It covered how everyone lives their life. It covered how could someone live their life between them and Allah Azza wa Jal. And between them and themselves. And between them and their families. And between them and their friends. And between them and the rest of the community. And between them and the rest of the world. Islam came and covered all those principles. And covered all those perspectives. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away from this world. And he showed us every single thing that we need in our lives to live our life. For tonight, inshallah, from those etiquettes, as we said, it's how to live your life from sleeping, drinking, walking, living your life, and the rest of the things that you live your daily life. Inshallah, tonight I'll speak about a topic that we start the rest of the series of the etiquettes, is the etiquettes of drinking and eating. And etiquette is the word, the English word, of adab. Adab or adab. Adab means manners. It also means etiquette. Scholars define adab in Arabic means put in the right place, putting the right thing at the right place. Putting the right thing at the right place. That's what adab is. Etiquette is doing the right thing at the right place. Doing it the proper way. And of course our adab and etiquettes come from the greatest man, the man of all etiquettes and manners and morals, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with the etiquettes that we'll be speaking about tonight is the etiquette of food and etiquette of water, how to eat food and how to drink water, the way that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us and guided us. As we said, Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam showed us all ways of living our life, all aspects of living our lives. And one of those things that it's a need and necessity and part of the human being's life is eating and drinking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا in many verses, eat and drink. Eat and drink from the halal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed in this world. From the halal that Allah azza wa jal had created in this world. So our number one priority in life is that when we want to eat or drink, we eat and drink what's halal. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that anybody grows on the haram, the hellfire is the best for them. Anybody that grows on the haram, eats the haram, drinks the haram, sleeps in the haram, wears the haram, and lives the life of the haram, فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ, then the hellfire is best for them. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, about a man in the middle of the desert, who's lost and needs guidance and help, there's no one for him except Allah, يمد يديه إلى السماء يا رب يا رب، ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنا يستجاب له. A man in the middle of the desert lost needs some help, so he turns to Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, his drink is from haram, his food is from haram, his clothing is from haram, his whole life is built on haram. How would Allah Azza wa Jal accept his dua? So number one thing for my food that I eat and my water that I drink is to be from the halal, from a halal source that Allah and His Prophet are pleased from. And that's why the tabi'een radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it's been narrated that their wives radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when their husbands used to leave the house, they told them, by Allah, do not bring to this house only halal. We rather have patience on starvation, but we can't have patience on the hellfire. We rather have patience to starve in this world, but we can't handle the punishment of Allah in the hellfire. So number one thing is that my food and my water is to be from the halal. And as we said, food and water, eating and drinking is a necessity of life. You can't starve yourself to death, or this is haram itself. You must eat. You must drink so you could keep your backbone standing. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal allows you, if you're in the middle of the desert, to eat what's haram for the sake of keeping that life and soul living. Even if it's pork, even if it's drinking wine. And some scholars consider that as being fard on you, that you must eat that or drink that haram for you to live your life. For dying is worse than eating that haram. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, yes, this food and this water and those things that we need in life, it's a necessity. At the same time, it's a pleasure of life. It's a pleasure and a leisure that people love. Food, eating and drinking is something that people entertain themselves with. Something that people love to do. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَا مَلَأَ ابْنُ آدَمْ وِعَانْ شَرًّا مِنْ بَطْنِهِ, that the son of Adam did not fill up a pot, or did not fill up a cup worse than his stomach. The son of Adam did not fill up anything worse than filling up his stomach. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and if it's needed, then divide it into three thirds. One third for your food, one third for your water, and one third for your air. مَا مَلَأَ ابْنُ آدَمْ وِعَاءً شَرًّا مِنْ بَطْنِهِ, that the son of Adam did not fill up anything worse than filling up his tummy or his stomach. And if then there is no chance, then a third for water, a third for food, and a third for air. So this food that Allah Azza wa Jalla created for us is as a necessity, at the same time is a pleasure. And this food also, because it's a pleasure, it's either will take it to the paradise or take it to the hellfire. So anything in life that Allah gives you as a ni'mah, it could be a ni'mah and a niqmah at the same time. Anything that Allah gives you in this world, it could be a pleasure, a hasana, or could be a sayyah, also could be a test. Realize something, that the first ma'asiyah that was committed by Adam alayhi salam, or the children of Adam, and I don't want to call it ma'asiyah for Adam alayhi salam, for the prophets and messengers do not commit sins, but the first forgetfulness and the first mistake that was committed by Adam alayhi salam, it was that tummy. When Iblis came, la'anahullah, to Adam alayhi salam, trying to influence him to eat from that tree that Allah Azza wa Jal forbade Adam to eat from. And kept on influencing, until he couldn't get through to Adam. So he started to influence his wife Hawa, until Hawa got through to Adam and Adam ate from the tree. So the first mistake was made by eating. Because food and eating, that pleasure and that too much entertainment, could lead to haram. And for that, akhwan, inshaAllah, we speak about the etiquettes and the adab of eating and drinking so we could please Allah Azza wa Jal. When we eat and when we drink. For anything you do in life, and for everything you do for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward you a reward for it. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, that data according to your intention. What you intend is what Allah Azza wa Jalla rewards you for. If you do such an action for Allah's sake, Allah Azza wa Jalla rewards you. If you do an action for someone else than Allah, then go and seek your rewards from that person or that thing that you did the action for. فَإِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ That your deeds and your rewards according to your deeds. So for this, if you change your intention and make your intention of your daily actions for the sake of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you for it. And that includes eating and drinking. If you have the intention that, Ya Allah, I eat this food and drink this water for the sake of getting this strength to stand up and worship you and uphold your deen, then remember for every bite that you eat, Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you for it. If you have the intention that I'm eating this food for the sake of pleasing Allah, for the sake of upholding the deen of Allah, for the sake of seeking knowledge, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of getting that energy to use it for Allah, then now for every bite you are getting hasana. And sitting in front of that plate, you are getting hasanat. Because of the intention. But if you are doing it for the sake of pleasure, then it's for the sake of pleasure. You get your rewards from that pleasure. You do it for the sake of Allah, you get it from Allah Azza wa Jal. I drink this water for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, to keep my soul living and surviving, then it's a hasana for you. Then it's a hasana for you. So whatever you intend for, is the rewards comes according to that intention. Whatever you intend for is what Allah Azza wa Jal rewards you and accounts you on. So your intention should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had the opportunity to eat everything and have everything and be in everything. But sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sold his life for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal in return of the paradise. Inna 'abdan min 'ibadillah khayyarahu Allah bayna ad-dunya wal akhirah fakhtar al-akhirah 'ala ad-dunya. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a servant from the servants of Allah, Allah had given him the choice between this world and the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jalla had given him the choice between this world and the hereafter. So he chose the hereafter over this world. He chose the hereafter over this world, which is the paradise. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given, alayhi salatu wa salam, was given the valley of Mecca full of gold, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rejected it. And he said, no, I'd rather starve one day and have patience and eat one day and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. I'd rather starve one day and have patience and eat one day and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that half a moon will go past, or a new moon will go past, and a new moon will go past, and a third new moon will go past, and the cooking stove, or the fire of a cooking stove, will not even be turned on in the house of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing to be cooked in the house of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. 1 month and a half, 45 days will go past. 45 days will go past, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not eat anything being cooked. In other words, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not eat anything at all that's been a meal or a food or so on. So they asked her, what was your food? So she said, Al-Aswadan. The food was the two blacks, a more euphorical meaning of water and dates. For 1 month and a half, 45 days, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only drink water and eat dates. Drink water and eat dates. Who's that? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum will once come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining to him. They complained to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam starvation and hunger. So everyone will uncover their shirt and they have one rock to grab them. Everyone had tied one rock over their stomachs so it keeps them balanced. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uncovers and he's got two rocks. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a leading example in the manners. As we said, بُعِثْتُ لُؤْتَمْ مَكَانَمْ أَخْلَاقَ I was sent to perfect the good noble manners. And alayhi salatu wa sallam did not leave this world until he taught his nation everything they need to live in life, including that food, including how to eat food. And alayhi salatu wa sallam taught us the best and the greatest etiquette and behavior, that if all mankind now get together to try and come up with a better etiquette and behavior on a table, that would never come better than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alayhi salatu wa salam, he taught a companion. He taught him when he saw this companion, a young companion, eating from everywhere. He told him, don't eat from everywhere. When you want to eat, say Bismillah. And eat from in front of you. And eat with your right hands. Samillah, wa kul bi yaminik, wa kul mimma yalik. When you eat, you say Bismillah. And you eat with your right hand, and you eat what's in front of you. These three things that alayhi salatu wasalam taught that young kid. When you eat, you start off with saying Bismillah. And if you forget, then you say Bismillahi awwaluhu wa akhiruh. In the name of Allah, in the beginning and at the end. Because when you eat without saying Bismillah, the shaitan joins you. And he's having a share and a portion of the food that you eat. So when you say Bismillahi awwaluhu wa akhiruh, halfway through your food, you'll make him vomit that food. And he deserves that in his face, come on. So you say Bismillah at the beginning. And then, if you do forget, you say Bismillahi awwaluhu wa akhiruhu. Wa kul bi yaminik, eat with your right hand. It's a must on you to eat with your right hand. And majority of people do use their right hand. Some people have a problem with the left hand. Get your hand used to, your right hand used to eating. Get yourself used to eating with the right hand. Force yourself. It's not an option. It's an obligation on you. Eating with the right, eating with... Have fun. Eating with your left hand is an offense. Get yourself eating with your right hand. And if you can't, then get yourself, by you getting yourself on that time, grab it with your left, then take it off your left by your right and eat. But do not allow that bite to enter your mouth with your left hand. A man was sitting in the presence of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was eating with his left. So sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, eat with your right. He said, I can't. He said, I can't. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا مَسْتَطَعْتْ then don't you ever. And that man never lifted his right hand ever again. That man never lifted his right hand ever again. And some narration says it's left hand. Allahu A'lam. So that man never lifted his hand again. And the companion that narrates the hadith, he says that he only said it because of pride. Allah, who are you to tell me that? I don't have to. The arrogance, that pride that people have. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam orders him and order tells him, eat with your right hand. He says, I can't eat with my right hand. Then the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then you never do. Then you never do. And then he never lifted his right hand ever again. As I said, according to what some scholars said, right hand. Others say his left hand. Allah Azza wa Jal A'lam. So you must eat with your right hand. وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ eat what's in front of you. Okay, this when you have a plate, sharing with other people. If you have your own plate, then it's your own plate. Eat whatever you want to eat, preferably to eat from the beginning and finish it off there. But if you are eating in a group of people, and that's how it is back then, they never used to get a plate, mashallah, everyone's got 10 plates in front of him by himself. Back then, one plate for 10 people. Back then, one plate for 10 people, and everyone's just sharing plate, everyone's just sharing with each other. And that's why it's so ugly and disgusting where someone is sitting on this side eating from other people's side and putting their hands on other people's sides and other people's parts. That's why you eat from front of you. And that's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kul bi yaminik wa kul mimma yalik. Eat from what's in front of you. You eat what's in front of you and you go forward. You don't go and jump into other people's territories and start attacking. Don't go into other people's borders. Don't interfere with other people's food. It disgusts people. Subhanallah. Although people back then never used to get disgusted as people right now. Now people are too fussy and too crazy about it. You know, people are just going to, people yani, are losing their mind over germs, so on, so on. Back then, they didn't even care about these things. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he came with the best manners and morals. Who taught that man these things? Allah Azza wa Jal. That man is full of good qualities and good morals. So Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the companions to eat from what's in front of him. Don't jump over here and there. Have manners, have morals. And he also taught not to eat when you eat. And one of the etiquettes of Islam, and what the scholars say, when you eat, back then they used to eat with their fingers. They never used to have spoons and so on. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ate with his fingers. And it's also from the etiquette that when you eat with your fingers, don't disgust the people around you. Throw the food back into the food back into the food. Or for example, when you eat, you put your head over the food. Something falls down straight into the plate. No, move yourself out. See, these etiquettes have been mentioned because back then people used to eat as a group. Until now, yeah, I know when you're in a big group, people do have, you know, a gathering around one plate, around one suni, for example, one pot, and people start eating. So think about other people. Even if it does not disgust you, it disgusts other people. That's why Islam teaches us that. And that's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam meant. Kul mimma yalik, eat what's in front of you. In other words, do not disgust people. Be gentle towards other people. Be nice. Think about what other people. People do get disgusted in things. You be nice and you be gentle in the way you eat. And eating with calmness. We're eating with calmness, as have been described. Eating with calmness. Not to eat so quick. It's like, you know, you haven't seen the food. And you want that food to get into your stomach and start filling up your stomach. And then you get pains. Eat slowly. Bite the bites of the food. Crush it, the smallest bite. Let it go down so it digests easier. Do the job for your stomach instead of your stomach having the extra time to try and digest. Digest, yeah, and you break it down. Break it down for your stomach, let it through. And the sunnah is, when they used to sit on the ground by pulling this, the left leg up, and it covers, it blocks the stomach from being too opened and relaxed into being restricted in the space it has. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the best example in things like that. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us that after you eat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to lick what's on his fingers. He used to lick what's on his fingers. And people do might get disgusted, but subhanAllah, as I said, back then, they didn't have such thing a way of thinking. And some of the scholars say this special acids that's on the edge of the fingers that help the digestion of food. SubhanAllah. And the sunnah is that you follow the food. Don't leave food in the plate. Don't leave food in the plate. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught the companions to follow where the foods are. Eat them. And if you don't eat them, then gather them in one space. Don't leave a spot here, a bit of food here in the plate, a bit of there. Make it. Put it for another brother that comes or another sister that comes to come and eat from it. Another family member comes and eats from it. Think about others. And then he says, you don't know where the barakah is. Maybe in that last spot there's a barakah. Maybe the barakah is in that last bite. So don't disgrace a bit of food. Don't disgrace even if it's one rice that falls down. Don't disgrace that. Eat it. You don't know, maybe there's the barakah in it. And when you finish, it's the sunnah to wash your hands. And it's also sunnah to wash your hands before food. To wash your hands before food. Any germs, any dirt that's on your hands to be cleaned. And you eat like that. And after you finish, to wash your hands. And to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food and say alhamdulillah. Allah ta'amana hadha wa razaqna minna hawla minhu wa la quwwa. Thanks to Allah. Praise be to Allah azza wa jal for this. Allah had granted me this. Wala in shakartum la azidannakum. If you thank me, I'll increase from what I've given you. So you thank Allah azza wa jal for that food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase from what he had given you. Thank Allah azza wa jal. Allah will increase from you. And wala in kafartum inna azab ila shadeed. Allah said, and if you deny, he did not say, I'll take away from you. He'll still give you, but he'll punish you for it in the hereafter. This is the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us even how to drink, to drink the water. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us how to drink the water, and he gave us the way to drink the water, the best, healthiest way for the water. When you drink it into parts, into different portions, not just goggle the whole water and just let it go into your stomach. Drink, have a zip, a small one. Let your stomach warm up for the waters coming through. Then another zip, bigger than the first one. Then you drink as much as you want. And say Bismillah with every zip. And Alhamdulillah. And then breathe into the cup. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kan yatanafas thalath. He used to breathe outside the cup 3 times. He'll drink a zip, breathe outside the cup, zip another zip. Breathe outside the cup and then he drinks, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he also forbade us to blow into the food. To blow into it. What makes you know? Dirt, germs, especially in the presence of other people, eating from one plate and you blow into the food, maybe people get disgusted. Alayhi salatu wa sallam forbade us from blowing onto the food or blowing into the water. And he forbade us also to drink and eat standing, which is karaha, not a haram. You don't get a sin for it, but it's from the makruh to drink standing or eat standing. And it's not from the muru'ah. It's not from the Muslim character. That the scholars of hadith would not accept the hadith of someone eating or drinking standing up. The scholars of hadith would not accept a hadith of someone eating or drinking standing up in the presence of people. So you don't eat drinking, you don't eat standing up, you don't drink standing up. You follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He also forbade the companions. He forbade us to drink from a bottle. Back then they used to have the big gallons of made out of leather. He forbade them to drink from its mouth. Because other people might come and drink after you. Other people might get disgusted. You might leave a smell there. So on, so on, so on. Don't drink from it. Drink from my cup. Look at all these manners, all these morals that the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. The best man with the best morals. Wallahi, ikhwani, if the whole nations get together to try and come up with morals, with ethics, with etiquettes, like the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they would never come halfway through where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came. This is the akhlaq of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he encouraged the jama'ah into the food. He encouraged the group into the food. Not wallah to eat as an individual. And Ibrahim alayhi salam had one of the best qualities that he could not eat by himself. He'll go out and look for people to come and eat with him. He'll go out and look for people to come and eat with him. That once he went out looking for people to come and eat with him, he couldn't find. So he came back, he saw someone. He said, "Who allowed you to come in?" He said, "The one that allowed you to come in, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal allowed me to come in." So he said, "You're the angel of death." He said, "Yes." He said, "He came to take my soul or to visit?" He said, "To visit." And then he told him, "Oh Ibrahim, Allah had chosen a khalil." A khalil is a close companion. Close companion, but yani, if the word applies to Allah azza wa jal, khalil in Arabic means a close companion. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a close servant. Allah had chosen a Khalil on earth. So Ibrahim said, "Tell me where he is. I'll go to him even if it's at the end of the world." He told him, "Ibrahim, it's you. Allah had chosen you to be his Khalil. For you, you give people and you even never ask in return. You give people and you never ask in return." That's Ibrahim alayhi salam. The sunnah is that you have a jama'ah on the food. And the more the hands into the food, the more the barakah comes in. The more the hands into the food, the more blessings come in. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the food of two people is enough for three, and the food of three people is enough for four, and the food of four people is enough for five, and the food of five is enough for six. So don't think, no, Allah, there's a bit of food, it's not enough. Allah will put the barakah in it. Allah azza wa jal put the barakah in it. It was a time of starvation, a time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one companion saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starving, and he could see the starvation in his face. So he called him and told him, "O Prophet of Allah, I have a cup of milk. I have a cup of yogurt." So alayhi salatu wasalam brought Abu Huraira with him. And when he grabbed the cup, he told Abu Huraira, "Go and call Ahlul Suffa." Ahlul Suffa were a great number of companions in the mosque. They were the poor ones that used to stay and sleep in the mosque. And some of the companions say there were over 40. So they all came. The companion was amazed. "I only have a cup of yogurt for one or two people. Look what the Prophet ﷺ got me in. What an embarrassment." So the Prophet ﷺ gave that cup of yogurt to Abu Huraira and told him, "Go and give it to everyone and let everyone drink to their end." So they went one after another, drinking. Everyone drank until they said, "That's it." Until it came to Abu Huraira. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, "Oh, Abu Huraira, drink." So Abu Huraira drank. And then the Prophet ﷺ told him, "Oh, Abu Huraira, drink." So he drank. Then he told him, "Oh, Abu Huraira, drink." So he drank. Then he told him, "Abu Huraira, drink." He said, "Oh, Prophet Allah, by Allah, I can't even find a spot for it." And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank. The barakah, ikhwani, Allah puts the barakah. When the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum were digging the ditch, before the burial of the ditch, Khandaq, it was a time of starvation and drought. So one of the companions saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam struggling, you know, digging the ditch, digging that great tunnel. So he saw his wife, and she had a small goat. And he told to slaughter that goat and cook it. And I'll call the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maybe bring one or two people. So he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and whispered in the ear of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told him, "O Prophet of Allah, my wife had organized a nice meal for you and a couple of people. So Prophet ﷺ said yes. He got up in front of everyone. All believers were invited over this brother's house. What an embarrassment. Where did the Prophet ﷺ put this man in? He put him in a position that you could imagine yourself. And that man walks to the house so embarrassed. So sallallahu alayhi wasallam will tell him, tell your wife to cover the pot and to skip from not looking into the pot. Just keep on taking a skip out, then don't let her look into the pot. And 10 people walked in after 10. 10 after 10. 10 after 10. Eating, eating, eating until the whole tribe ate. Barakah. So the barakah into the food, ikhwani, it's not the amount of the food. It's about the barakah that he comes in. Fa ikhwani, let's thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the ni'mah that he had given us. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the greatest ni'mah of Islam. And thank Allah Azza wa Jal for every small and big thing that he had given us. And we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the food that he had given us. Subhanallah. Yani, the food itself, ikhwani, if someone is in the middle of the desert and is dying from starvation, they are willing to sacrifice all the wealth for the sake of that food. And Allah Azza wa Jal has given us for free. And if someone is dying from thirst, they are willing to give all the wealth to buy that thirst. And Allah has given it to us every single day for free. Doesn't Allah deserve to be thanked? Doesn't a Lord that's so generous and merciful deserves to be thanked? For we thank Allah Azza wa Jal and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that quality of thanking Him from making us the hamidin al-shakirin lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala every time and every place and every hour. Subhanakallahu bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward you all for coming. And inshaAllah this Monday, inshaAllah with you. Jazakumullah khair.